Welcome, everyone, to another episode of In One Ear Local Music News with Casey Warner. I'm very privileged to be with my 11th guest. I'm introducing Josh Thurman, Bowling Green artist. He's got a lot of stuff going on. Been in a band called Axe in the Oak. Does a lot of solo stuff. How you doing today, Josh?
Doing fine, man. Thanks for bringing me out.
Yeah, of course, of course. Always a pleasure to interview local musicians here in the 270 Bowling Green area. Very glad to have Josh on today. So let's go ahead and get things started.
Let's do it.
All right, all right. Let's first of all, let's kind of discuss Axe in the Oak and kind of discuss what you've been doing with that, if y'all are doing anything right now, who all's in the band, and kind of just give me the lowdown, man.
Right, man, right. We started off, man, I just started writing songs, and then my brother-in-law, best friend, Carter Lillard, he plays bass, so we just got together, booking some gigs here and there, and then ventured up to Tidballs, and then met some people through that, and then put together a pretty talented band, you know, with Danny Williams. He played baritone mandolin, which sounds like guitar. Jordan Weiss on keys, Neil Laird on drums, Carter Lillard was playing bass, and then Grant Curry was playing mandolin and fiddle. And then I was doing the writing and rhythm and singing there. And so we were playing quite a few shows, playing at Tidballs, playing at the A-Frame, you know, recorded an EP. And then the pandemic hit and just kind of pumped the brakes on everything, man. But hey, you know, it's okay. It's okay. We just actually was texting back and forth of the day. We're going to get back, try to schedule a set practice time, kind of swing it out, see what happens, man.
Cool. You know? Sounds good. I got to say, I listened to y'all a little bit before here, and I like y'all's diversity, man. Y'all kind of go a lot of different directions, so that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I would write the lyrics to a song and have the basic structure, the bones of it figured out, and I bring it to the band. But you're talking about people who are heavily jazz influenced, or people influenced by Todd Rundgren or whoever, and you throw them all in the room, man, some cool shit happens, and it sounded good. You know what happened when we went in the studio and we recorded our EP at Dave Barrick's, and when we went down to Thunder Sound and recorded, you know what happens when you throw that, not me, but those kind of talented people in a room together? It's inevitable that you're going to get magic, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's cool about having all these different guests in here is how you all portray each other's talents in each of your all's respective bands. Because, I mean, you just never know. I mean, I've had people like Josh London in here who has his own little Veils project. He's been in the Josephines. He's in Ghost Ranch. So, I mean, all kinds of different artists with different influences are doing different stuff. And that's the coolest thing about it. So, I'm glad you mentioned that. But let's kind of get into Josh Thurman himself a little bit. So, let's talk about your solo shows you've been doing, right, who you've been playing with on those shows, and how it's been doing those shows.
Man, writing is the bones of it for me. I love to write, man. And if I'm writing something, like some of my biggest influence are novelists, not only songwriters, like, you know, Steinbeck or Hemingway. Like, if you write something, how would they try to write a song, you know, to be as detailed as possible? But, you know, as far as what I've been doing, just been playing a lot of writers' nights, played a lot of writers' rounds in Nashville, had some conversations with people down there. We're going to, me and Lee Harvey or Mark Beagle, we're going to Richmond.
Okay.
I think we're going to Richmond the 4th. We're playing a few shows there. And then I play a lot of writers around with Jamie's, man. Me and her are great friends, and we bounce a lot of ideas off each other.
Oh, yeah.
We play a lot of rounds with each other. But right now, you know, that was kind of what I've been focusing on. And I recorded that EP, and all I did on that was just plug in the guitar and say, y'all push play, and let's just write some songs or play some songs and see what happens. Really didn't care what happened with it. But, because I just wanted to write. I wanted to get those songs out of me. But now that I've done that, and then, like I said previously, that we've kind of chatted back and forth in the group text in the band, trying to rekindle that flame, I think that's kind of where my interests are there, is take some of these songs I've written over the past year when you couldn't do anything else and revisit that idea with the band, you know.
So next thing I kind of want to ask you is, if you had to pin down one genre, a kind of an idea for those listeners who don't know what kind of music you write and you're typically into playing, what would you say that genre is?
That's a good question, man, because on the Axe and the Oak, some of it's some straight up rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
And on that EP, it's just straight folk, man.
Sure.
But I would say it's just like a folk blues blend kind of thing, you know, maybe a menagerie of other things sprinkled in. But for bare bones, if it's just me, it's going to be pretty much folk. That's what it's going to be.
Cool. I got to say, it's kind of interesting to interview some of the more folk and the more southern rock, the more country sounding artists. Like, I had Lee Harvey on here with Cody Meek a couple episodes ago, and it was really cool to hear from them, because typically I've had on here more of the rock artists, more of the kind of, you know, more of the alternative sounding stuff. So when I have you all folk artists, it's kind of cool to hear about how you all use the other musicians in your band, and you may not even know if they like that kind of music. So it's really diverse, a really diverse scene in here, and that's what I really like about Bowling Green the most, the diversity, man. You just never know.
Yeah, it totally is diverse, man, but there's a camaraderie, and everyone's super supportive of each other, you know, and from my perspective, everyone's bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of, I will say, emulating going on. Because, you know, there's a lot of places you can go and people emulate each other. Like, they see that's catching on. Well, hey, I need to do that because that's what people are gravitating towards. But around here, man, it's a bunch of original old souls, and I can dig that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, everybody trying their hardest to be themselves, and I'm cool with that.
A bunch of genuine people for sure. So you kind of mentioned your musical influences a little bit and even some writers in there. So, but I kind of asked you this leading up to this, and I always get into that when we get into our game segment here in a little bit. But I kind of just wanted to ask you, of course, who as far as songwriters and artists go, were your influences growing up when you first picked up the guitar, first started songwriting? Who were those guys or who were those artists?
Two, man. Three now, but I would say starting off is Bob Dylan and Townes Van Zandt. I mean, Bob Dylan for me reigns supreme, and he's going to. I mean, the dude's incredible. I mean, even knowing Dylan casually, as most people do, I mean, you still know a catalog of 20 to 30 songs, but when you become a fan and become a Dylanologist, as they say, man, that rabbit hole goes deep. And the way that he's reinvented himself and had been allowed to be rediscovered by just multiple generations of people. Even the last year, dude released a record when he's 80 years old, and it's one of his best records, you know. He's just, he's incredible. And it was him and Townes Van Zandt for me that really probably brought songs out for my soul and, I guess, onto the paper, you know.
Okay, so Bob Dylan, Townes Van Zandt. I'll keep that in mind because next we got our game segment coming up. We got a little music quiz segment, and you might just hear some of those artists in that game segment. So we'll see what's coming
up here on that
game segment. But coming up next, we got a couple songs from Josh Thurman himself. Coming up next, we have Home and In This Land by Josh Thurman. You're listening to In One Ear Local Music News with Casey Warner.